Are you really an introvert?
Oh, yes.
Well, now the whole world knows. and I call BS on that. I don't think you're an introvert.
No, I've tested it. So I am 98%. You know, they do like zero is right in the middle.
Right.
Plus 98 is introvert. Negative 98 is extrovert. I am 98% introvert. Huh.
I wonder what I would be.
I'm just a good actor, so.
Yeah,
I guess. You must be. I have
to spend some time recovering from this kind of activity.
Hey, listen, we're recording another show. We're up at Traeger's. I'm really glad to be here at Traeger's. I'm enjoying this, whatever it was. What are we drinking?
Slane. Yeah, it's Irish whiskey. It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I never heard of it until I came here.
And I want another one. So I'm going to have a DD because we have representatives of the Sheriff's Department here. So
you did that because of me, didn't you? You called the cops on me. You knew that my friends were all Farmington PD, so you had to call the Sheriff's Department just to get me in line.
Well, listen, I'm kind of excited because we've got to count you up here on a twofold. It's a little self-promote as well, because I'm very, I guess, proud to be a part of. I helped with Battle of the Bands, and we've had Shane on my other show, which we'll talk about somewhat too. But I'm proud to live in this community, and it's because of the people that we have doing what you guys do, because you guys are primarily more of a support group for the sheriff's office, right? That's right. The best way I know how to put it. Now, I'll have you introduce yourselves, because I have already forgotten. My mind's racing 90 miles an hour because I don't have an engineer. So, and Ken doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, so we're going to... Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like this guy already.
Perfect.
So we'll start with you, and then we'll save the best for last, because I could tell you guys aren't married or nothing.
No, just barely.
But you are
Daniel Webb.
Daniel, are you like one of the officers of tell us the organization.
So I'll give you a little history about me. I started with the San Juan County Sheriff's Office in June of 1997. Okay. And I was there for just over 15 years. In July of 2012, I was a support services and administrative lieutenant. And the deputy warden position came available at the adult detention center. So I put in for that. So I've been up at the jail, currently the administrator. At the jail.
And you don't recognize me?
not with the beard. Anyhow, so that's and I just recently got back involved with the sheriff's office as where the sheriff's office foundation is concerned.
Sheriff's office foundation. Yes. Yeah. That's who I've done stuff for, so I couldn't remember. I think I asked you like three times.
Yes.
And this obviously, I'm sorry, did you get everything out? Okay, I didn't want to make sure I didn't interrupt you.
Yeah.
And this is obviously your
my beautiful wife. Yes.
There you atta boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to get lucky tonight.
He knows what he's doing.
There you go.
He knows.
So, my name is Kelly Webb, and I also serve on the board at the Sheriff's Office for the foundation. And I served for a few years and then took a little bit of leave there, and now I'm back. And when they were looking for more folks, I knew my husband would probably fit that perfectly, so he came back. And so he likes hanging out at the Sheriff's Office still. So
I bet. Well, yeah. I know it takes a little bit of a right attitude to work with your spouse. I know that. I've done that. Been down that road.
Yeah.
It's a little different on a
with
day-to-day.
With or for, whichever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Either one. God, I wish I could make her work for me. That's probably why I'm not married anymore, I guess.
I'll share my secrets. Yeah. Although we're not married, so I think that's... Jerry, yeah, no, don't listen to this
Jerry.
Show.
Yeah, I'm
don't listen.
To but one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, because I'm very honored to be a part of to be able to, because I emceed the Battle of the Bands a couple years ago, I think it was. And then I had been talking on and off with Shane. And just due to COVID, and I know the Sheriff's Department is extremely shorthanded, and so it's been rough to get any kind of stuff like this done again. This is primarily a fundraiser for the foundation, though, right? This
is what we're designed for. Absolutely, it is.
So let's explain. I think that in itself is important to understand, is that the Sheriff's Department does not have the funds to fully equip their officers, right?
Is right. That, okay, so first off, deputies.
What? Deputies, okay.
Go with
sorry, so, I take back the officer thing.
Anyhow, so primarily we're talking about the reserve program when we're talking about funding the law enforcement. And I can tell you both sides of it, the detention and law enforcement side, just county in general and everybody, budgets has not been great the last few years. So the big thing that
you think that might be due to COVID and tax dollars, or
it was not good pre-COVID.
Oh, okay.
Honestly. So, but the ESSO Foundation comes in and supports many programs with the Sheriff's Office, but we raise money, and a lot of that money is primarily for the reserve program.
The reserve officers.
Yeah, these are guys that come out, do the training. I used to be over the reserve program as a sergeant and a lieutenant years ago. So they come out and they go through many, many, many hours of training and grueling obstacle courses and pepper sprayed and tased and the whole nine yards.
On a volunteer basis.
They're not being paid. These are some of the best folks in our community because they're doing what they do for free just because they want to serve our community. And it is easily $5,000 to outfit one of these guys once you put the radio and the weapons and a taser. A taser, $1,000 to $1,200 itself.
Wow.
And then you're talking about bulletproof vests and different things like that, and uniforms themselves aren't cheap, so it's expensive to outfit one law enforcement officer or deputy. So that's a lot of what we're doing here when we talk about Shindy with the sheriff. We're raising money to support the sheriff's office, which fully supports the entire community.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. That's really, really cool. Now, I knew Martin Cadell and Marianne Spencer. Actually, she was the one that got me involved, and they both since moved away. You probably knew them.
Yeah.
And so I was so tickled. I think it was you that called me.
Yes. I reached out through Facebook. And
I didn't mean to be so excited, but I was excited to get back involved. I was wondering if, as a matter of fact, I was thinking in my mind, it's time to have Shane on the show again.
Yeah.
And I should call and just ask him, hey, what's going on? Are we going to have the Battle of the Bands? We're going to do the Shindy? What's happening? So I was excited when you called and said, hey.
Well, I was excited to hear right back from you that you're going to be there to help us. So.
Well, it was funny because I don't know. I didn't have that message a minute, and I called you. You're like, oh, wow.
I said, you're fast.
I was just sitting doing some studio work, and all of a sudden I thought, I'm calling her right now.
Yeah.
That's excited good. For it. We're glad.
Well, thank you. It's an honor for me to do that. I just to help support. You know, I know what Shane's all about. I know what the Sheriff's Department's all about. I've also had the police force on the show as well, Chief Hebby. Our law enforcement officers, to me, is why I can put my head on my pillow at night and sleep comfortably, especially here in San Juan County in the city of Farmington.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
I think we have some officers that are top-notch and some
volunteers.
Yeah, some volunteers that are top notch as well.
Yes.
So, all right, so we kind of talked about how the $5,000 for one officer, right?
To outfit one.
Okay, so let's stop. How many sheriffs do we have on payroll now? Right now?
Or certified, you mean?
Yeah, certified.
Just one, and then the rest are deputies.
Yes.
Yeah, one.
Thank you, Ken.
So, I keep him around for something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the pretty one. He's the smart one.
Exactly.
We figured that out.
So.
honestly, I know that the sheriff's office is experiencing the same issues that pretty much everybody else is, especially at the detention center. Our staffing is way low, been lots of turnover. COVID has been horrible in that respect. So the last 2 years have been rough. And I don't want to say what staffing is at the sheriff's office because I honestly don't know what their numbers are currently.
Okay.
But what I can tell you is they do still have reserves functioning, and I'm telling you, the sheriff's office would be way worse off if it weren't for these reserves out here supplementing the deputies on the street.
And our city police don't have that opportunity, do they?
I don't believe they have any kind of reserve.
So kudos to the sheriff's department for sure, and the auxiliary
foundation.
SO Foundation.
Yes.
Okay, so how many volunteer do we have right now? And how many do you want to have, I guess, is the best thing that I'd like to know.
Well, that actually, how many we want to have is up to the sheriff, okay, as far as numbers go. Of course, that would impact the amount of funding we'd be able to do as a SO Foundation. I don't know exactly what the numbers are for reserves currently, because I know Shane, talking to him, that number has fallen off as well. In the last couple of years. And I know that they are increasing their efforts to recruit more reserves.
Yeah, you see it all the time, that they're looking for folks all the time. So So you're not going to give me a number, Dan, is what?
It's somewhere between 2 and 150.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
So, I just don't want to lie to you.
You're a damn politician. Well, wait, no. If you don't want to lie to me.
Then, yeah. Truly not a politician.
Definitely not a politician.
Yeah. Okay.
In my career field, it's not good to blow smoke.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I've had a lot of that blown up places I don't want to talk about. All right, well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about exactly what the shindig is and then what else you got going on. And then, I don't know, Ken, if you got any questions as well. So
I have some things I'm wondering about,
Oh, good. All right, so let's take a quick break. It's a couple minutes, and we'll be right back, okay? You guys don't go anywhere.
Okay.
All right.
You make me panic.
There's liquor here. We're good.
Hey, that was his outside voice, too.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
Interweb Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glower Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake-Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, InterWest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage, interwestconcepts.com.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up, because when you're family, who needs formality?
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
The reason I say that you guys can't hear is we have our own little jingle from Eric Campbell, who's somebody else that's on my staff. You'll see his little picture on that pamphlet in our website. He does our music for us. So at the end, we wanted something more modern for this year. Mine was kind of an old fart one. So he's got me. So it ends with a.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Continue what you were talking to him about, Ken, because I missed part of that. But
about the other foundation. right?
Or I don't know.
Yeah. So there's another foundation. You guys aren't involved in that one, but I forgot what that's called. But it's a couple of the sheriff's deputies down there that they created a foundation for basically first responder wellness and mental wellness and things like that, to help out with that. And part of what they're doing is they're rowing across the ocean to raise funds for that. So they're completely insane.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if I remember right, that's 30 days, I think, is what
it's about a month. Then you're just on a rowboat in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, no.
There's no stopping points. There's nowhere to stop. There's no resupply.
They can't have anybody help them, right?
There's no nothing. If they have an emergency, there are a couple of sailboats that are along the route, but it might take them 3 days to get to you.
Oh, wow.
You know, if you have a bona fide emergency.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah. But
don't count me in for that fundraiser.
Yeah,
what I'm wondering about, and maybe you don't know the answer, is why isn't there enough tax money? Or is it just not tax money for the auxiliary program?
Well, our foundation actually raises money for the programs that we provide to the community. So that's really what we're there to do. I mean, there's other programs besides the reserve program. So we have GRIT, which is... Girls with GRIT. I think it's a 10-week program. I actually went through the program myself.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Guts, resilience, intuition, tenacity. That's what GRIT stands for.
GRIT. Perfect.
Yes. But it is for women to provide self-defense. We actually have a class one night that we literally are on these mats and learning how to get away from the bad guys, you know. It's awesome. And they teach you about... you know, the things on the internet, the things that our kids are seeing that are, you know, getting just criminal activity.
Yeah, that's a solid concern.
I mean, Barlow is the one that led up our class. Mm-hmm. You learn a lot about just your awareness, how to make sure you're safe in places. And so, yeah, it's a great program. That's one of the programs. And then shop with a cop now.
No.
Yes.
Shop with your cop.
Shop with your cop?
Shop with a cop.
I'm telling you.
Shop with your cop. Oh, Danny knows because
he knows.
He started this program.
I ran this program for many, many years. And then I want to say in 2008 or 2009, we received a letter saying that we could no longer use the term shop with a cop.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Because that was the
national. I heard something about this. Yeah. National scandal or something.
They threatened us with copyright infringement. And... we had this big meeting, and I said, you know what, let's make it more personal.
Personalize
and
it.
Say shop with your cops.
Yeah.
So it's been that ever since.
What is that? Because I've never heard of that.
I love that program.
Awesome.
I did it. I still do it, actually, even before I got back on the foundation here, because we're still kind of law enforcement at the jail. And the premise there is to raise money for not necessarily underprivileged children, but some that may be borderline underprivileged, but have had negative contact with law enforcement. So maybe these kids have seen mom or dad or brother, aunt, uncle, somebody be arrested.
Right.
Or maybe they've seen, you know... all too often domestic situations where in addition to, you know, someone being arrested prior to that, maybe there was a battery on mom or vice versa. So the premise there is to get these kids identified, and there's a huge selection process criteria. I mean, they look at, you know, incomes and stuff of the family and the parents and stuff, and basically try to bridge that gap between these kids that maybe have seen law enforcement do what in their eyes was bad by arresting dad or uncle or somebody.
Not understanding what dad had done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
So it's an opportunity for law enforcement to reach out to these kids, bring them in, and I mean, they get paired up with a uniformed law enforcement officer, Farmington PD and our local agencies and state police. they all come in and help with that. It's not just the sheriff's office.
And they get to go
shopping. Yeah. So, they get $100, I think, still, right? Or maybe it went up a little bit.
Depends on the year. Now, we've had up to 150 per kid, and we try to do 100 kids per year.
Yeah.
Can they spend it all at the candy store or the ice cream shop?
Good question.
So we figured out early on, and it's been the case ever since, that whatever the dollar amount is, if it's 100 or 150, the first 50% has to be spent on needs.
Sure. You
know,
maybe they need underwear or socks or shirts.
Right.
And the parents get to stipulate, hey, these are the sizes, this is the color, whatever, things like that. And if they're small kids, like maybe six or younger, a parent will accompany. Okay?
Yeah.
And they can, and that's, when you're dealing with the little ones, it's good to have a parent.
Yeah.
But you know what was so cool with that program? Yeah. Like, I started showing up to those events as well, and it's amazing how some of those young kids, they want a hairbrush. They want
the things
that we take for granted that our kids
have.
That's
scary when you think about it.
Yep.
I mean, they do. They know they need a pair of tennis shoes. It's not about going in to get junk. You know, they have needs.
Yeah.
And it's just, and it's amazing. Like, I stood at the register and these officers were going through and it would go over.
Yeah.
It's going to make me cry again because I cry so much. But
yeah,
they would take their own debit card out because they went over $22. Right. And say, you know what, I got this.
Yeah.
I want to do this for them.
Yeah.
And that is just, when you see the hearts of people for that program, it's amazing.
I'm kind of teary. That kind of gets to me. I
it's amazing.
Yeah, I really appreciate that kind of stuff. And it's our community. I know there's communities all over the United, all over the world that do certain things, but there's something about our community that separates us as far, because I've lived all over the United States. This is where I ended up.
Right.
Not because I grew up here, but this is where I ended up. Because it's just the people. And
well, I will tell you, our community is pretty unique in that even with all of the negative law enforcement publicity out there the last couple of years, our community is still very pro-law enforcement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Very thankful for that.
It's, and you know why? It's because we have people like yourself that are involved with our law enforcement, with all facets of our law enforcement, from the sheriff's department to the police department. You know, I adore Chief Heavy. I'm sure he has his enemies, but I absolutely adore the man. I think he's doing what he thinks is right, and he's moving forward with it. And
I
don't have a problem. The other thing I like too is because I can tell him point blank, hey, I didn't like that, or I don't like such and such. Shane has always been open to all that kind of stuff, for me anyway.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that half of the my circle of friends.
Both of them?
Does that make a circle?
I thought you said he didn't know you. I thought he didn't know you.
Not really a circle, like, but more like a line.
That's more of a square, one on each corner.
I'm going to get you on the show permanent.
Half of my kind of little circle of friends, they're well, by now they're retired cops because we're all aging.
Yeah.
but yeah, they're all cops.
Yeah.
I've
lived in Farmington my whole life.
Yeah.
So born and raised here. But I've always respected law enforcement, of course, you know. But I met Danny in 2012, is that right? And so I really never got to see behind the scenes of what law enforcement does.
And then he arrested you.
Yeah, he arrested me. I went to jail.
For
but he did.
Right.
Yeah. He locked me up for the next 8-9 years. So far. But it was amazing because I started getting to hang around with the sheriff's office folks.
Yeah.
And Danny has always told me, like, I love those people. Like, he misses those people. And when I got him, there was an opportunity that came along to volunteer. I'm a farmer's agent. That's what I do.
Right.
So I'm always looking for stuff to do. And so I started volunteering over there. And I'm, like, coming home going, I have not met one person over there that I just didn't fall in love with. Like, they are just good people. And Danny calls them, he's like, that's my family. And it is. I mean...
Yeah.
And so, I have such a different outlook now on law enforcement?
I think it's a natural crossover for me because I'm ex-military, and there's a lot of similarities in kind of the law enforcement, not just police, but law enforcement environment and the military environment. There's a lot of crossover there. Mm-hmm. So I think I just like that. Plus, my earliest exposure with law enforcement was Ben Franklin's. Do you remember Ben, the store Benjamin?
Yeah.
The private dime store?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I was in there when I was a kid, and
you I'd go
in with my mom.
Stole.
Yeah. And so they had this great big wooden tub right up front that was full of macrame beads. And so I would mess with those.
Oh my gosh, that doesn't age you at all, right?
Yeah. And so I would play with like the macrame beads when mom was doing her thing in the store. And then we left, we got in the car, I'm in the back seat, she sees me with macrame beads back there, and she's like, where did you get that? I said, from the thing right in there. Duh. And so she's like, no. So she thought, okay, we're going to nip this right in the bud here. So she took me in, had a conversation with the manager. The manager pulled me into his office and said, you stole that merchandise from me. I'm going to have to call the police. And I was like,
did you butt fuck her?
Oh no, what's gonna happen? I'm going to jail. I was like a little tiny guy. I'm
oh no,
I'm going to jail.
Good so, mom. Good I know. Parenting.
So a police officer showed up and had this whole conversation with me. It's awesome as an adult.
Gosh.
But I was terrified as a kid. He had this whole conversation with me. He was like, okay, well, I've checked your records, young man, and I see that you don't have any other offenses on record. And so I'm going to let this one go. I'm going to let this go this one time. But don't let me catch you stealing things again, or I'm going to have to put you in jail. And I'm like, yes, sir. And so so that was my experience. I was like, oh, man. And I actually did steal one more thing. When I stole a pack of purple grape bubble gum from the grocery store.
If you're going to steal something, that's...
Yeah, I was terrified.
I mean, go big.
I took that pack of gum home, never opened it. I stuck it under my mattress. I was terrified that my mom was going to find it and I was going to go to jail. I buried it unopened in the backyard.
I wish all criminals are like you. We would be living in a much better place.
Another thing.
So what were you, like 14?
20. No, I'm no, I was little. But then my parents, my father, he was friends, went to school with a lot of police officers and things like that. And so he played on the softball team with the cops and the whole thing. And so I just grew up around them, and I just felt always really protected and safe around police officers and never had any negative experiences. And then I went in the military, and then I come back and all my friends are cops. And it's just, so I, that's not cool. A typical, like, not, you know, I did have like a good, I think that makes a difference. Like, when you don't have all those really negative experiences that start running you down the wrong trail, and then it just, it's going to be a snowball of just the next negative experience and the next one and the next one and the next one. And
I just think it boils down to being at home and starting at home and teaching respect.
Absolutely.
You know, they've got, first of all, they need to teach them to respect themselves.
Right.
You can't respect yourself, can't respect anybody else.
Right.
And then respect everybody else. And I think
absolutely.
I think we missed the boat a lot. And you know, I was a little curious when you said the parent could go with them and pick out a present.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is the parent that wasn't in trouble, obviously, or had
no,
it could have been.
Could be.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just shows that, you know, being the better person, that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to dismiss, and I want to make sure we cover everything that we need to cover. So,
how can people help? The foundation.
Well, let's talk about our event coming up.
Shindig for the Sheriff. That's how they can help.
Shindig for the Sheriff.
With
the Sheriff.
With the Sheriff.
Which he also created the name.
Yeah,
he's good. He does this stuff. Anyhow, so we're having an event March the 5th at Saturday at McGee Park. And in the large convention building or whatever, but we're going to be getting tickets ready to sell. So there's a lot of opportunities for businesses. We sell like sponsorship tables where you can reserve the whole table and have your name and everything at the table. Also selling individual tickets. And what we do at this event is we have Infinite Barbecue from Farmington, which is absolutely wonderful food.
Yeah, absolutely.
They will be catering
that. My neighbors, actually.
Oh, they're great people. Yeah. And so, of course, you'll get your meal, and then we have some entertainment. We have some Polynesian dancers. This is so a luau type
island
theme.
Style.
Yeah. Yes. An island style band is coming to play.
That guy that is the Darren Kamai, he's my Hawaiian brother from another mother.
Nice.
So is that what this event is? Is it like dinner and entertainment?
Yeah, dinner, entertainment, and a silent auction. So we're going to have a lot of awesome. And then, of course, this is our big fundraiser. So that's one of the greatest fundraisers.
This is the biggest one of the year,
yes,
right?
Yes, to support all these programs we're talking about.
With that said, I think we should probably mention that we need to sell in excess of 300 tickets to really make any money at this, because
you have to pay for the event.
It's not cheap to put this type of event.
I'll check with my internet guy and see if he can put a link on my webpage.
That guy doesn't know anything.
He'll probably charge extra.
Because I want to definitely support it. Yeah. I mean, for sure.
And we haven't actually priced out the tickets, but more than likely they're going to be like $35 to $40, which sounds like a lot, but that's a whole night of food,
and
entertainment.
Food, right? And it's a fundraiser.
And it's so,
with Shane Ferrari.
Yeah. My gosh.
I'd pay $50 for that. Honestly.
I'd pay $55. No.
Yeah. I actually never met Shane.
He's a great guy. Oh, my gosh.
Great guy. We're fortunate to have him as our
sheriff. We really are.
Cool. You should listen to my podcast, the last one that he was on, because he talked about the early days and him going to school, because he's very ingrained in the community. He grew up here, right?
Oh, yeah, he did.
So he talked about going to school, and guys, buddies wanting to have him let them off because, hey, we know you. He's like, sorry. You're still going. But we'll make sure that we get that out, because I think that's very important. And before I forget, because we are out of time, but we are recording live at Traeger's Bar and Grill. Our bar, it's just bar, Traeger's Bar.
Bar, right. Yeah,
Traeger's Bar. They have a Mack wagon.
They
have a Mack wagon.
Yes.
But I want to say thank you, because I'm pretty sure this guy's giving me a ticket. We have a retired Farmington police officer over here. And he's taking pictures. So for us. Thank you, man. I really appreciate you and your lovely wife. So the first round is on me. If you've already paid, we're going to get you covered.
Dave Monfiles, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I know that name.
And Melinda.
Now I know.
And Melinda, yeah.
In case there's anybody looking for you.
You're not wanted
currently
at Traeger's.
Currently at Traeger's. That's on College Boulevard.
Right across the street from the college. All right, well, listen, I look forward, and I want to help you with any of those other, anything that you got going on. I want to help
any way I can.
Because Shane's always quick. I call the office, and they will set up an interview for him to come be on the show, and I really appreciate that. They're and the police department, honestly, one of the easiest. So it tells me the all law enforcement here is behind the community, wanting to get their word out, and I think it's important that people understand and know that we got great people like yourself helping them out.
Yeah.
So thank you.
We need to discuss the adult detention facility sometime.
Okay.
What I really want to discuss is there not quite a $5,000 level, but a lower level for me to just join the auxiliary program, get a taser so that I can stop people from doing things?
He just wants the taser in the training.
That's pretty much
what
I'm saying.
Maybe that's a new program.
You just go buy your own taser. That way you're not a liability to the sheriff's
office. You can't even help him out with that, because he wants to use that on me. Every time I smart off, he wants to.
What do you say? My website, guys.
Yeah. my other co-host on the wake up call, she has one of those wiffle ball bats. And if you'll see our webpage, you'll see she's whacks me over the head with it when I get up.
Yeah.
Whap! So, and you'll hear it every once in a while on the show. Well, listen, I appreciate it. Anything else you guys want to discuss real quick before we cut out?
I think we pretty much covered everything for now. Just the website, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to be putting it on our Facebook. Facebook. For the event?
Yeah.
We'll have links.
San Juan County Sheriff's Office Foundation, but it will
very
be...
Cool.
We'll have some links.
You give us the links, and we'll put links.
We'll make sure we get the...
Look in the description.
Yeah, and we'll have several volunteers of the foundation selling those tickets, so we'll definitely put a contact number and everything on there.
Do I get to eat, too, or am I just there for... to be
Oh, we'll feed you. We'll feed you. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I really appreciate it, guys. Ken, got any last words of wisdom?
No, man. I'm glad I met you guys.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited. We've got to be on the other two shows.
This was
when we
fun.
Cut off, we'll talk a little bit about that, too.
Okay? Great.
Thanks, guys. Ken, we're out of here, buddy.
Bye.
Can you say adios, amigos?
Adios, amigos.
Oh, that'll work.